It wasn't actually that long ago for me that I was speaking on the stoning of St. Stephen. Last year I got sent over to Fiji with work and came back courtesy of the Navy on one of their ships, Canterbury. And as we were sailing, we hit some rough seas. And as a chaplain, my job at sea is to take church services. So I distinctly remember doing an evening service in the dining room. The ship can handle kind of 7 to 8 meter swell, and we were right at the very limit of that. So as I'm busy trying to talk to St. Stephen, I try to entice all the sailors to come along by inviting them to hear about the first stoner of the Bible. But I distinctly remember trying to talk very earnestly about St. Stephen, about his sacrifice, as I'm holding on to one of these tables, because everything's bolted down, kind of being thrown around as we're kind of going up and down, and just hoping to and praying as I did it that seasickness wouldn't get me. Thankfully, it didn't. So I've got a lot of different things going on in this text, but we're going to ignore most of them, and I just want to focus on a couple of key points for us. Last week and this week, we're preaching different messages as we transition in the series that we're looking at. We're up to this point, we've been looking at who are we as disciples? Who are we called to be? What does it mean to be a disciple of Jesus? And we're in this transition period to now, what does it mean to be disciples on mission with Jesus? What does it mean to be going out and following Jesus out in the world? Now for me, when we talk about different sort of missions, it gets me excited. Early in my faith journey, when I was a teenager, short-term missions and an organization called Youth with a Mission was a very significant part of my faith journey, my faith development. And so I had a really clear image in my head that God was calling me to some form of missions. So I always thought I'd go somewhere, go do something amazing for Jesus. I then felt a call to ministry in the church in Wellington. And so I started in youth ministry, felt a call to ordination. And then lo and behold, I got called into the military as a military chaplain, where we do missions. It's just a different sort of missions. But there's a couple of things about a military way of doing missions that I think is really helpful for us to be thinking about today. When I did my initial training, the specialist officers training, they teach us, all the nurses, doctors, chaplains, a bunch of other specialist officers kind of go through this training, and they teach us what the normal officers do when they're preparing for a mission. We get given a job, and then it's our job as an officer to figure out how the heck do we achieve this job? Who do we need? How do we train them to make sure that they're good to go? How do we coordinate all the effort so that everyone is working together to achieve the same purpose? But there's another bit that we do, and that is, what are the things that are going to get in the way? What are the things that, in military terms, the enemy is going to do to stop us? But also, if we're not fighting someone, what are the things that could derail us? What are the things that could stop us from achieving the task that we're meant to go and do? And that's really what I want us to be honing in on today. What are the things that might stop us? And how do we deal with those? Sorry. So, we've been progressing through the story of Acts so far. What's going on in the story? I'm not going to give you a detailed breakdown because it's a very big book, a lot going on. But in general conceptual terms, what is going on in the book of Acts? Jesus has had his earthly ministry, he's died, he's risen again, and then we get Acts. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes I'm incompetent at normal adult things or normal person things. And I remember one day I was trying to pump up a football. So I had the air pump and I was going. And then all of a sudden this thing just burst out of one of the seams. There was a bit of a weakness and I ruined the ball. It didn't pop, stayed intact, but there was this big bulge that was sticking out. And I kind of think that that's a little bit like what the book of Acts is. So the book of Acts is the Holy Spirit at work in God's community, first of all in Israel, in Judaism, and then branching out into early Christianity. And so It's kind of like that football, where the kind of religious established order is the ball, and then the air going in is the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is filling it, filling it, filling it, and then it suddenly like bursts out in a new direction. And that's what's going on all the way throughout Acts. God is doing things, and the disciples are continually playing catch up. There's bits where they, there's stories where they go to new cities and they think that they're the first ones that are going with the good news of Jesus, and then they find out that there's already a church there. God has gone before them and is doing things. Starts off a group of Jews, but quickly the gospel message expands beyond the Jews to the Gentiles, and then expands beyond Rome to the ends of the earth.